My next guest pursued his childhood dream to become an actor, starting at a very young age. He was so passionate about being on television that after achieving his college degree, he moved to California to make his mark in Hollywood. It wasn't long before he began to realize just because you're passionate about something does not mean it is your purpose. Join us in this Empower You episode as Corey Curtis shares his pillars of peace and how he found his purpose after pursuing his passion.
Hello, and welcome. And I'm right here with Empower You Coaching and Transformational Therapy. Today on the Empower You podcast, I have Corey Curtis. Did I say it correctly?
You said it right.
Yo, I was practicing.
This lets me know that this is going to be a great, great session, great interview here. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, awesome. Listen, guys, I came across Mr. Curtis and his presentation and what he does was so polished and so well done. I had to reach out. I'm so glad that I did. I'm looking forward to working with you going forward. But, you know, during our conversation, so much came up about your travel, about your journey and how you got through it. Because, you know, the Empower You podcast and all that I do is about helping to encourage people who sometimes don't know if they can make it, but you know, we keep going for all of the different reasons that everybody does, you know, the children, the spouse, the job, you know, the family, whatever it happens to be that holding people together to just keep going. Sometimes there are some people who don't have all of that.
Right.
And you know, and it becomes very, very difficult. And I've gone through my dark days and I just am so thankful to still be here, that my mission in life is to help anybody who's going through a dark time to please understand that it's just a moment in time. And if you can get through it, and there are those of us out here who want to encourage you. So I'm going to jump in because we started talking and I said, okay, we need to just get
the
into
record
it.
Button. You're missing That's the good
right.
stuff.
It's, That's it's right.
The, it's what we call in the industry, the BTS, behind the scenes. That's the good stuff that's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that's the good stuff. This is what happens with most of my interviews. It's like, okay, so see, we need to be recording that. So here we are. Thank you so much for being my guest today. I have to, oh my God, I'm so excited for everybody to hear from you. You are a coach. You are an actor. And that helped me understand why you were just so good at putting your presentation together. Not to say that it is not second to your knowledge and what you're sharing with people, because that was incredibly powerful as well. So please just, you know, tell me about a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, first of all, thank you for inviting me on your podcast. I mean, it means a lot. You know, I get calls and a lot of times I'll get some emails for certain podcasts to do certain interviews. But I really do look into, okay, well, what is this podcast about? Because it's not about me trying to shine and get out there, right? And so when I heard your message and what you are called to do to empower others, I said, no doubt. And, you know, when we talked, I said, I got you. So, you know, again, my name is Corey Curtis. I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois, born and raised. Went to North Carolina A&T State University, HBCU. Graduated in chemical engineering. Even though I graduated in engineering, I knew deep down inside that wasn't what I wanted to. I've had this conversation with my mom, so I'm not putting her on blast, but this is something that she wanted me to do. And I went through it, and it was tough. I went through the struggles and went through the classes, and I got through it. And I remember when I graduated, when I walked across that stage, I saw her and she was crying because I got that degree, right? And I walked over to her, I gave her a big hug, I gave her that degree, and I said, Mom, this is for you.
That's for
right?
you. Yeah.
This is for you. However, I'm moving to Hollywood to pursue my dreams.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I probably shouldn't have said it at that time.
No, probably not.
But on the inside, I just knew that I had a passion for acting. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be out. I wanted to just, in my mind, have my name and lights and, you know, my handprints on a Hollywood Walk of Fame. That was a dream and a passion of mine. And so I packed up my bags and I drove thousands of miles to Hollywood. And I originally lived in Hollywood for 5 years, then moved to Burbank near the studios. But what I realized when I was going through that process, as I was going through auditions, as I was meeting people, as I was growing and learning more about myself, my passion actually led me to my purpose. Mm. My purpose is to coach and mentor, guide, and help others pursue their dreams. So yeah. I look at it like this. When I was in Hollywood, I wanted to be Batman, but then I realized that it was okay to be Robin, right?
You know what? The truth is so true. People get caught up in what they think is supposed to be. And the interesting thing is, if you simply move in the energy in the direction of what you believe your desires are, it'll definitely, like you said, bring you to your purpose.
Yeah, wow. Yes, exactly. You know, T.D. Jakes said it. You know, if you don't know what your purpose is, just follow your passion. Your passion will lead you there.
I love hearing people's stories because, you know, people mostly we see the finished product. You see the people already made up. You see the people already smiling. You see the happy family. You see all of the other things that make it seem glamorous.
Yes.
And the journey is not always glamorous. Those are moments.
It is not. And we hear it all the time when we're watching it and looking at others on social media, and we're seeing all the glitz and the glam and everyone's looking good. The guy's got the ripped abs and you only got one ab, you know? It's like, why don't I look like that? You know? But the thing is that that's just the highlight reels of people's lives. You don't see the behind the scenes, you know? The BTS. We're gonna talk BTS, the behind the scenes. We don't see that. And when you actually dig into that, I don't believe a lot of people would want to go through the journeys that these others have gone through.
Listen, okay, I could venture to say that they don't want to go through what I've been through. Okay?
Yeah.
It really takes a lot of fortitude on the inside. What I heard one time from many times I've heard, it said that, you know, it's not so much the goal, it's who you become in the process of achieving that goal. You know, and that's big stuff. I want to go back to you saying that you figured out while you were in school that you didn't want to be a chemical engineer, and you completed that task because it was something that mom wanted so bad, and you gave it to her, and I know she just appreciated it so much. Even if you didn't pursue it going forward, the fact that you completed it because she wanted you to, and then the man you became in the process of that. That person is what, you know, all that you went through helped you gain the strength and the confidence to say, all right, mom, I'm going.
Yes.
You know? Exactly. So exactly. That's not too bad. But tell me about a time when you realized that the Hollywood thing wasn't for you either.
Ooh, wow. Good question. So what happened when I got to Hollywood, I really honestly didn't know who I was, okay? I was doing things because I thought that that's what people in Hollywood did, you know? Kind of tell you a story. I remember back in the day when I first got out here in late 97 is when I got out here. The TV shows that were popular for our people was on UPN and the WB, you know? And the Steve Harvey Show was really popular then. And I was pretty close to Cedric the Entertainer. I that's a long story, we can get into that. But he was on the show. And so I would go to the set every week. I felt that I needed to dress up a certain way and I needed to walk a certain way. And it wasn't me, you know, I wasn't the guy that dressed up. And, you know, because I saw that that's what Steve and Stan, they had the hats and all. Now the hats I did, as you can see, I keep my hats, but you know, that's where it kind of all started, right? But I didn't feel comfortable. There's a lot of, it was times where I would be at certain parties and I didn't feel comfortable at these parties. It was things that were going on that I was like, it wasn't quite me. And I felt like I needed to try to fit into that. But I had some really good friends on my journey through my, you know, Hollywood journey. Mm-hmm. Met some great people. A couple of my really good friends, we were in this thing together and they moved on to do the acting. Yeah. They moved on to do their thing. And I was trying to be like them because they were booking these jobs and I wasn't. And I was like, God, what is it that, you know, I do that with the least amount of effort but get the greatest result?
Come on, right? Now.
And because I saw that one of my boys was booking and I asked him, I was like, man, how are you doing it? Because I wanted to hear from him, like, when you go into the audition room, what do you say? How do you stand? Because I was going to try to copy that.
Exactly.
And he was like, hey, I'm just being me. And that was kind of a wake-up call. I was like, I just need to be me. So God, what is it that's me? And that's what led me. That what I did with the least amount of effort but got the greatest results was motivating and inspiring people.
Yes.
So that's I just did that naturally.
Listen, I can second that emotion because you definitely motivated me. It didn't take much. Your presentation, honestly, and the genuineness in what you're saying is so true. It's so yes, you have absolutely found your path, sir.
Well, thank you so much. That's confirmation, you know, because, and I say this to everyone that's watching, and sometimes when you feel like you're on that path, if things don't go your way, but you're like, man, this is what I'm supposed to do, but I'm not getting those results. Hearing words like that from you, it's like, okay, I am doing right.
Oh, yes, sir.
I am on the right path. Let me keep on going.
Yes. And, you know, it's interesting because that feeling right there, that is priceless.
Yes.
When you get that, you know, unsolicited confirmation that that's what you're supposed to be doing. So I wanted to revisit that. Like when you were really trying to fit into a space that wasn't built for you, what was the feeling in that moment?
It was stressful. It was stressful. I would, you know, doubt myself at nights when I would come home. I would start like, man, and it didn't feel right. Like, I'm like, is this what Hollywood's all about? Now, the thing was, I was passionate. I was very passionate. I want to say this. I was very passionate about acting. Very passionate. But just because I was passionate did not mean that that was my purpose.
Ooh, and I'm sorry. I'm going to need you to say that one more again. just because you were passionate
did not mean that that was my purpose.
Ooh, I want y'all to hear that.
I want to give you an example. We watch every year, every season, we watch America's Got Talent. And those people that make it to the stage, they're passionate about what they're doing, but they really do believe that they are great singers.
Yeah.
But in actuality, they're not. So just because you're passionate doesn't mean that's what you called it. You may need to be the choir director and not the lead singer. Right? So I say that, and that's when I learned for myself that, okay, just because I love acting, I want to see myself, that doesn't mean that that's what I'm supposed to do. However, that did get me to where I am.
It led you right where you were supposed to be. Life is a journey. You're supposed to have experiences and recognize the biggest part of my teaching is to help people notice when things don't feel right. Like you said, you were passionate about it, but when you start feeling bad about your passion, it's like, what's happening here? So becoming aware of what you're feeling inside is so key to the journey of life.
It is. You hit the nail on the head when you said a awareness. It's all about self-awareness. That's what it's about. I remember when I was working in the coffee industry, I remember the VP coming to my store, and he was like, "Corey, your store looks great. What's the secret sauce?" And what I told him was, "Well, you know, I take care of my team. I'm all about serving my team, making sure they get everything they need. Da 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 da." That's what I said. That's what I thought. But as I matured years later, I realized that it wasn't necessarily that I was taking care of my team, but I was self-aware and knew what I was good in, my strengths, and knew what I was weak in. And so I put the people that was great at the things that I was weak in, I put them in those places. And I stayed in my strong part. I stayed where I knew where I was strong. Now I was engaging with people. Again, these are clues. Now that I look back, I'm good with people. Like the customers, the guests, you know, being out in the community. That's, I'm like, so those are clues years ago that got me to where I am. And now it's all about self-awareness. I'm self-aware. Yes.
Really cool to say enough about being aware. And one of the things that I champion all the time, I talk about it every day, whether it be to a client or even a stranger, my children, you gotta meditate. You gotta make the time. Gotta make the time, because the prayer is only one part of the conversation. Nobody wants to talk to somebody who's always talking.
Yes, you know? It's tough. You also mentioned earlier, you know, just those difficult times and how you get through that. I mean, because that journey is not an easy journey. And, you know, what do you do when things don't seem like it's going your way? You know, what do you do when, you know, it could be the bills aren't getting paid or certain things didn't happen the way you wanted to. You didn't get that promotion or didn't get that job. And that meditation, the prayer, listening, that is key. That is key. You know, I make sure that I have my foundation together, when I call it my pillars of peace and harmony. And that's to make sure that my faith is right, you know, my family's right, fitness. You know, we all want the finances, right? And we all want a little fun as well. So I say that as long as my pillars of peace and harmony are in place, it helps me get through those difficult times. When I know that I've had a bad time at work, or I'm stressed, or certain things didn't go the way I planned, I can always go to my family. I can always go to my little daughter and take her to dance class and watch her go to dance. That makes me feel good. Take my son to basketball practice and watch him, you know, shoot a three. That makes me feel good. It's like that other stuff goes away. So we got to make sure that your pillars of peace and harmony are together. And your pillars are different from anybody else's. So you need to find out what that thing is, regardless of what else is ever is going on outside. You have that foundation together and you can go right back to that.
I love the way you put it. It's true. It's like, well, what else is important than, what's more important than those things? You have to have the priorities that help keep your vibration high.
Yes.
You gotta keep your vibration high. I was reading a book years ago, and one quote that I took from that book was, find an attitude that serves you at all times, no matter what else is going on around you.
Say that again.
Find an attitude that serves you at all times, no matter what else is going on around you. It was super helpful for me to remember it verbatim from then. That's how impactful it was. I had it written inside of my, you know, before we were all carrying cell phones, had our little phone books.
Right.
In my phone book to remind me, because life is gonna do what life does.
It does.
It's no respecter of person. You know, if you live long enough, you're going to experience the things that come with life. You know, so finding a balance, finding that space within you where you can go always. Again, the prayer part is important, but if you stay in motion, you can't get filled up. If you're in motion constantly, it's like trying to pour, you know, put something in a cup and you keep moving it around. You can't get filled up. You're supposed to give from the overflow and not be tapped out once you get. So go. We'll be right back. you're on the right track or the wrong track. Pay attention to who's in your life.
Yes.
What it is they're doing, take an inventory. I do a fearless inventory.
Yes.
You know, where you really take a look, okay? What is it you want to know what's going on in your life? Take a look at what you're attracting into your life.
That's right.
The energy you give out is what you're going to attract back on. I'm feeling pretty good right now because I got Corey Curtis on my podcast.
There you go. There you go. That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Oh, you know, the attraction piece, you know, I'm a true believer that thought become things, right? What you think about actually comes to reality, comes to fruition. I speak as well, so I'll go out on the road and I'll speak at different universities or organizations. Right? You know, we hear things like that all the time. And for me, I say, you know what? I like that quote. If you believe it, you can achieve it. But there's some things in between the believing part and the achieving part that no one talks about. And I just want to just share this because I really believe that someone needs to hear this. That, like I said, thought becomes things. That's number one. Yes, what you think about comes to fruition. But then after that, it is your environment. You know, you spoke on that. It's who you surround yourself with. You want to surround yourself with those people that are there or beyond, because that's going to grow you. You're going to be around. You're going to start to mimic those things that they do. If they're reading certain books, you're going to start reading those books.
That's right.
If you speak a certain language, you're going to start speaking that language. You know, so you want to, if you're down and you're stressed, you need to be around people that are positive, that bring energy to you, because that's going to help you get out of that slump, get out of that hump, and you're going to start mimicking things that they do. That also, on the reverse side of that, is you're going to have to cut off some people as well. And that can be tough, because that could be a brother or a sister. You know, and I'm not saying completely cut them off and don't talk to them, but limit your time around those people that are not bringing any positive energy towards you, right? So those people that you surround yourself, you gotta be aware of that. But then after that, so you need somebody to hold you accountable. And the people that you're striving to be, they're gonna make sure, hey, did you write that chapter in that book that you said you wanna put? Hey, you said you wanna put that podcast together. Have you done your research on the podcast? Hey, look, it's November 5th. You said you're going to have that podcast today. You started it. They're going to be on you to hold you accountable, which is going to move you to making those things that you believe. That's when the achievement part happens. So those are the steps in between the believing part and the achieving part that you need to be aware of in order to achieve your goals.
Absolutely. You said such a mouthful. It's so true. And with creatures of habit, even if it doesn't feel good, if you are accustomed to it and you don't become aware of the fact that that's not conducive for my progress and make a new decision, you're going to keep doing the same thing over and over again. So hey, there's not a day that goes by I don't listen to something inspirational, educational, informative. There's not a day that goes by that I don't. So it's not by accident that I'm doing what I'm doing. It was a deliberate decision. So you got to take an inventory and see, well, what's the goal, where are you, and what are the steps, like you said, in between that's going to get you to that spot.
I was 6 years old. That's when I said, you know, Mom, I want to be on TV, right? But the thing was, she was like, okay, you do? Now, as a kid, when you tell your parents, hey, I want to be on TV, I want to be a basketball star, or whatever, they're like, okay, oh, that's cute, and they keep it moving. But she said, you know what, all right. So she found me a photographer. We took some pictures. We found an agent. And that's when that journey of acting started, right? And so I was doing it all through, you know, elementary school and high school. But again, because my mom was an educator, she retired after 33 years of education. She was like, hey, you know, this acting thing is cool, but you got to go to school. you got to go to college. You know, we you know, this is fine. You're not on the Cosby Show, so let's
exactly.
You know, I wasn't on that, so I had to keep it going. But again, and that's what drove me. That's how the bug started with acting. Yeah. And then just it moved me into college, and I learned that journey. And then from the journey from college, moving to Hollywood, and that journey, and then a journey from Hollywood to producing, you know, acting to producing, and then into coaching. So I'm actually a certified coach with Dr. Eric Thomas, ET, the hip hop preacher. That's my coach.
Love ET.
Yeah.
Shout out Eric Thomas. Yes, he is one of the ones I listen to consistently.
He is the one. Same with me. I would watch his videos probably 6-7 years ago. I was watching. And I said, I'm going to work with him. One day I'm going to be on stage with him. I said that. And again, this goes to the thoughts become things. I constantly thought about it. And one day I was watching a video and it had a number to call. And I called to do like a, kind of like a, I don't know, a coaching type of deal, right?
Yeah.
And I did that and he got on and we talked for a quick, maybe 2 minutes. But I was like, okay.
Yeah.
This is my opportunity. Yeah. I want to be a coach. I can get coached by the man.
Yeah.
And I took that leap. And I took that leap of faith. And he coached and mentored me and the whole team. I became certified. I will have phone calls with him just to make sure that I'm, you know, where I want to be. Because, you know, a coach has to have a coach, you know?
Absolutely.
If your coach don't have a coach, then both you guys are learning. Right?
Yeah. It's a problem. I promise you, you gotta have one. I've had quite a few.
Yes.
And you don't listen. When I heard Lisa Thomas say it, she was talking to Oprah, and Oprah said that she had 4-6, I think, coaches.
Yes.
Lisa was like, okay, I need 2 more coaches.
Yeah. Yes.
Because it's not one thing. When you talk about life coaching, I don't really like the life coaching. You can't coach you on your life. There are specific areas where you want to work on at any given time. You can't work on the whole thing at one time, but you can get some really great guidance.
Yes.
With from someone who's been where you're trying to go.
Yes.
And depending on what you need, you'll find the person that fits for you.
There it is. It's a relationship.
Right. That's
just
right.
Just because somebody looks good don't mean they are good for you.
This is true. So that's a whole nother podcast. Thank you so much for coming. I look forward to us getting together again and maybe picking out one of the things that we went over today. As far as that fearless inventory is big, we can do an entire talk on that. And I would just love to reconnect with you again. And I just want to thank you so much. All of your information is going to be in the notes, your website address, how they can contact you, how they connect with you on Instagram or Facebook, all of your social media, everything's going to be there. Thank you
so much. I really appreciate it. I love this and look forward to connecting with you real soon.